the park was poised to ban the use of plastic water bottles in the park. Now, Zion National Park had done that, won a bunch of environmental awards, and had eliminated 60,000 empty water bottles from the park. This was not something that hadn't been done before, and Yosemite was on the verge of doing it when they got a call from Coca-Cola. Of course, Coca-Cola had donated $14 million to the Parks Foundation, and of course, they deny having influenced this decision at all. But after talking to Coca-Cola, the director of the National Parks Association reversed the decision. And when asked, a spokesman from Coca-Cola said they just wanted to be part of the discussion. The idea that a corporation has a right to be part of a discussion about national parks policy and about how we treat the jewel in the crown of the national park system is a real example of why we need this constitutional amendment, because they have that right now.